From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. John Campbell reports in the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle that Albany will likely not pass a sports betting bill during the last 3 days of the 2018 legislative session. Assembly Speaker Carl Hestie said June 14th that Democrats have a, and I quote, broad spectrum of concerns, unquote, about the bill. Last month, the U.S. Supreme Court let states pass their own laws about sports gambling, and Delaware and New Jersey have already passed legislation. Hestie said, and I quote, members raised significant issues, so I would say at this point there isn't enough support within the Democratic conference to want to go forward on sports gambling, end quote. And you can read that full story in the Rochester Democrat. The Associated Press reports in the Daily Freeman that Republican candidate for Governor Mark Molinaro filed complaints June 14th with the state ethics panel, saying that Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo violated a ban on political events on school property. Cuomo arrived on a school bus to schools for recent events in favor of Cuomo's legislative proposal to allow parents and teachers to ask a judge to confiscate firearms from the homes of troubled students. But New York City and state ethics rules do not allow school property or resources to be used for political purposes. A Cuomo spokesperson claimed the events were clearly government-related and said Molinaro's complaints were, and I quote, cheap political tricks, end quote. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Debbie Mayer reports in the Columbia paper that 60 people turned out for the June 11th public hearing in Germantown about the proposed Dollar General retail store on Route 9G, and most of them said a version of Not In My Backyard. All 24 speakers were against the Primex Properties project. Last September, at a state environmental quality review public hearing in town, 27 people spoke, with 5 in favor of the Dollar General and 21 against, with 1 noncommittal. They say the store does not have the, and I quote, rural character, end quote, the town's comprehensive plan mandates, and it is too large and redundant. Planning Board member George Sharp said in an email, and I quote, the Germantown Planning Board is still gathering facts regarding Dollar General's application and welcomes all written opinions sent to us at Town Hall, end quote. Another Planning Board member, Tim Otte, told the audience, and I quote, public opinion is one piece of this, but we must consider facts. Facts are irrefutable, end quote. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. H. Rose Snyder reports in the Altamont Enterprise that Knox supervisor Valicio Lefkadaitis stopped pushing for a second business district at routes 156 and 157 at the town's latest meeting and instead asked for a multi-use district. The business district proposal ended in 2 tied votes last year, but at the June 12th meeting, the Knox board voted 3-2 for starting an application for a multi-use recreational district. A multi-use recreational district is intended to allow, and I quote, limited recreation-oriented businesses and residential uses, end quote, in the southern Albany County town. Auction houses, dance halls, bowling alleys, restaurants or bar restaurants, retail stores, studios, and theaters would be allowed with a special use permit from the planning board. But banks, bars, car washes, shopping centers, junkyards, and racing tracks would not. Residential homes and agricultural facilities with up to 2 livestock or 15 fowls are allowed, while pig farms are not. Lefkadaitis wants the first permit to go to the Fox and Kill Tavern. The application for the plan needs to be completed and then approved by the town board, the Knox Planning Board, and the Albany County Planning Board. Lefkadaitis said that probably will not happen until the fall. And you can read that full story in the Altamont Enterprise. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather and more information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org.